तो ये था यातायात का हालचाल, और अब आपको हम बता दें कि एग्जैक्टली जैसा कि आपको हमने कुछ देर पहले बताया था, आज आपको मौका मिल सकता है टू टॉक टू सम वेरी वेरी स्पेशल पीपल इन द स्टूडियो. और जैसा कि कुछ देर पहले मैंने आपको बताया, वी हैव आयुर्वेदा एक्सपर्ट्स विद अस. आयुर्वेदा जो कि एक एंशियंट साइंस है, भारत में तो बहुत ही जानी मानी है, जी हाँ सिंगापुर में भी उसने बहुत ही अपना पैर जमाया हुआ है. और हम थैंक कर सकते हैं टू द पीपल हु एक्चुअली ब्रॉट द साइंस ऑफ आयुर्वेदा इन सिंगापुर, एंड दैट इज ओम वैदिक हेरिटेज सेंटर. जी हाँ, ओम वैदिक से हमारे यहां पर बहुत खास दो मेहमान हैं जिनसे आपको मिलवाएंगे राइट नाउ राइट हियर. एंड द फर्स्ट वन इन आवर स्टूडियो इज मिस शैलू सुरेश. शैलू जी, वेलकम टू द स्टूडियो.
हेलो रेणुका.
आपकी आवाज को क्या हुआ?
आई बीन हैविंग अ सोर थ्रोट रेणुका, सॉरी अबाउट इट.
ऑलराइट, सो शैलू, टेल मी समथिंग. द साइंस ऑफ आयुर्वेदा, इट ट्रूली इम्प्रेसेस पीपल बैक इन इंडिया. व्हाट डू यू थिंक इन सिंगापुर, हाउ इज इट गोइंग?
Okay, that's a good question, Renuka. From what I've seen, because I've been in Singapore for the past 15 years, and ever since I came, I saw that there was a big demand for alternative medicine.
Okay.
And as we all know, TCM is very popular in Singapore.
Gee.
But we also started noticing that Ayurveda had started picking up over here.
TCM, traditional Chinese medicine.
Traditional Chinese medicine, absolutely. And Ayurveda started picking up because we know there was a 7% population of Indians here.
Right.
And now it's 9%. And a lot of Ayurvedic practitioners have started coming into Singapore. And so since I basically am an Ayurvedic lifestyle practitioner, could see that there are a lot of benefits from practicing Ayurveda, using it in your day-to-day life. And that's the whole reason for which I thought I must bring the pioneers of Ayurveda into Singapore.
Okay,
and
great.
That's what we are here doing.
And do you
now
think
you.
The people have accepted Ayurveda tremendously in Singapore?
Oh yes, absolutely. The faith has gone up. People do see results, so they do coming. They do come back to us just because they see the results, I would say.
Okay, very good. And tell me something. How do you cater to the requirements of the people? And kya kya facilities hain in your center?
Okay. Om Vedic Heritage Center is very different from the rest of the Ayurvedic centers over here. One is we are authentic, and we are a center of Ayurveda Pharmacy, Coimbatore, which is based in Tamil Nadu. And when we say authentic, we follow the conventional, traditional practices, and we haven't deviated from the original systems.
Okay.
And what else is different is because it's a one-stop wellness center. So apart from Ayurveda, we also believe in advising or prescribing yoga, meditation, astrological consultations, because it's a holistic concept.
Ji.
So we want a person to be taken care of in totality.
Okay.
So we take care of their body, mind and soul.
Wonderful. And you have a very special doctor at your center, jo bahut dhyan rakhti hai of the people and of the people who actually walk in and have the interest in Ayurveda. Let me introduce Dr. Dharna to our listeners out there. Dr. Dharna, welcome to the studios.
Thank you, Renuka.
How are you feeling this evening?
I'm great. I'm doing good.
Ayurvedically special.
Ayurvedically special. We follow Ayurveda in our day-to-day life.
Absolutely.
So we need not to go for anything else.
So tell me, Dr. Dharna, is it very difficult for you to convince, or do you really need to convince people about the benefits of Ayurveda as compared to the normal medicines that people like to go to, or homeopathic for that matter? And
definitely,
also TCM, I would say.
Yeah, definitely we need to convince people, but it was quite difficult when we initially started the center. But nowadays, as the results are coming from the treatments we are doing here,
right?
So people are coming more through the word of mouth.
Okay. So what kind of issues do people face and they look at Ayurveda for?
Yeah, in Singapore, I will say usually people here are suffering from sinusitis condition, eczema, a lot of skin disorders.
Right.
And especially the intestinal related conditions like constipation, irritable bowel syndrome. These are the main conditions we are facing at our center.
Achha.
So usually people come with this kind of difficult situations and the chronic.
Okay. So aapko lagta hai ki yahan par sabhi ko fayda ho sakta hai Ayurveda se?
Bilkul. Ayurveda ek aisa science hai jo 5000 saal purana hai.
Ji.
Aur 5000 saal purana hai aur abhi tak hai. That means isme kahin to koi baat hogi, definitely. Aur log yahan pe aa rahe hain because अब लोग जो है थक गए हैं ज्यादा केमिकल्स यूज करके, ज्यादा मॉडर्न मेडिसिन यूज करके, एंड द साइड इफेक्ट्स डेफिनेटली.
राइट.
सो they definitely want something which is natural
mm-hmm.
and which is authentic too.
Okay.
अब क्योंकि लोग there are lot of shops, a lot of market in the nowadays world that they claim they are natural, but definitely कुछ ना कुछ base chemicals आ गए.
बिल्कुल.
But at our center, we definitely don't at all touch chemicals.
So absolute natural therapy.
Natural. Yeah. Absolute Ayurveda, I would say.
Okay, great. Welcome back to Radio Masti 96.3 FM, Singapore का एकमात्र हिंदी radio station, and I have somebody on the call with me right now who wants to talk to Dr. Dharna. जैसा कि आप लोग जानते हैं, आज हमारे studios में हैं बहुत ही खास मेहमान जो आपको आयुर्वेदा के बारे में आपसे बात कर रहे हैं, दी आर्ट ऑफ दिस वेरी स्पेशल एंशियंट साइंस. हेलो.
हेलो.
हाय प्रीति.
हेलो डॉक्टर धारणा.
डॉक्टर धारणा नहीं हूँ फिलहाल, तो रेणुका हूँ. आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू इंट्रोड्यूस यू टू डॉक्टर धारणा नाउ. डॉक्टर धारणा, कैन यू हियर हर? ओके, ग्रेट. प्रीति, प्लीज गो अहेड.
ओके, हेलो डॉक्टर धारणा. आई हैव अ क्रॉनिक प्रॉब्लम ऑफ साइनसाइटिस फॉर द लास्ट मोर देन 20 इयर्स, एंड आई वांटेड टू सीक योर गाइडेंस एज टू व्हाट कैन बी डन.
Are you not able to hear?
No, I'm not able to hear.
Oh, okay. So, Preeti is saying that she has this chronic problem of sinusitis for the past. Preeti, what did you say for the past?
20 plus years.
20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So, what should she do?
Yes, Preeti, what I would suggest you, if you want to do something for you at home, first thing is you have to avoid certain things, because Ayurveda believes if you want to get rid of this condition, you have to avoid certain kind of food materials. Like avoid taking milk after sunset, totally don't take any yogurt or curd, totally avoid the sour food. Then in the morning, early in the morning, when you wake up, the first thing you do is do steam for 15 minutes. That is the remedy you can do at home.
Preeti, can you hear her?
Yes, definitely I can.
Okay, this is the remedy you can do home, but still I would suggest the external treatment, as yours is a very chronic condition, it definitely requires a treatment as well. We have a very wonderful treatment at our center that is called as Nasyam. It's a Panchakarma treatment, and in this there are some of the in this treatment nasal drops are introduced into the nostrils, and the treatment takes about 1 hour or so. And this treatment definitely has a wonderful results, even if the patients who have been prescribed for the surgery for their chronic sinusitis conditions, they have got relieved and helped them to save them to go under the knife.
So Preeti, do you normally take sour stuff in the evenings?
I definitely don't avoid anything, so yeah, I think I should change that thing.
Okay, yeah, you got to do that. And at the same time, डॉक्टर धारणा का यहाँ पर कहना है कि अगर आपको खास अपने बारे में पता ही करना है, देन इट्स बेटर दैट यू विजिट, बिकॉज एवरी इंडिविजुअल हैज अ डिफरेंट.
बिकॉज वी चेक द पर्सन अकॉर्डिंग टू द बॉडी टाइप, एंड द मेडिसिन ऑल्सो वेरीज फ्रॉम पर्सन टू पर्सन.
शो, आई हैव वन एडिशनल क्वेश्चन. आई हैव अ सन हू इज 6 years old, एंड ही हैज द सेम प्रॉब्लम एज मी. सो ही वेक्स अप इन द मॉर्निंग एंड स्नीजेस एंड स्नीजेस थ्रू आउट. सो शुड आई फॉलो द सेम थिंग फॉर हिम एज वेल?
So, Preeti is asking Dr. Dharna, as Dr. Dharna cannot hear her very well, so I'm going to just repeat that. Dr. Dharna, Preeti ka kehna hai ki unke ek bete bhi hain 6 saal ke, aur wo unhe bhi yahi problem lag rahi hai ki subah wo utte hi chheenkne lagte hain. He starts sneezing early morning, and I think that's a very common problem here in Singapore as well.
Yes.
So,
yes.
What is your advice for him?
For him, definitely I would not advise to go for external treatment. First thing, for the children of such age, we boost the immunity system. And that is also working very well here, because I get the children of age like 6 to 11, 15 years old. And the immunity booster which we give at our center is definitely helping them. So they need not to go for any external treatment.
What is immunity booster?
Immunity booster means they enhance the immunity of a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is because of the lack of immunity in the children these days,
uh-huh.
that they suffer from these kind of conditions.
So are those medicines or are those?
Yeah, those are internal medicines.
Okay, okay. Preeti, is that all right for you?
Aapko
yes, thanks
so much.
All right.
Thank
thanks for joining us, Preeti.
Thank you, Dr. Dharna. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, that was Preeti with us on Radio Masti 96.3 FM. और यहाँ पर अब हम बात करते हैं दोबारा से with our very special guest. Okay, so Shelu, coming back to you. आप हमें ये बताएं कि ये डॉक्टर धारणा आपको कहाँ से और कब और कैसे मिल गई?
Okay, Renuka, that's a good question. So Dr. Dharna was, I think she came to Singapore 2 years back,
uh-huh.
and it was on time that we started our center.
Okay.
And we had her walk into the center one day. And it was so fortunate that she had worked with the same headquarters back in India.
Right.
So it fitted our environment perfectly well. Okay. And since then and until today, she's with us.
Okay.
And she's been helping a lot of patients get over their chronic conditions.
Uh-huh. And Shailu, if I'm not mistaken, you were also nominated for the Entrepreneur Award last
year.
Oh, yes. So, tell me, when did the Entrepreneur Award reach?
Okay. Again, it was probably a lot of hard work, which was well recognized by SICCI, which is the Singapore Indian Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
And it was exactly a year since I had started this venture and was nominated by some of my friends.
Achha.
But I didn't expect that I would be selected out of the 35 applications I heard. And I reached the top five.
Wow.
So, and in an area like this, especially to do with holistic medicine, I never dreamt that I would be chosen. So thanks to SICCI for having recognized our hard work too.
Absolutely. Welcome back to Radio Masti 96.3 FM, Singapore ka ekmatra Hindi radio station. Aur aaj sham bahut hi suhani sham to hai hi kyunki main aapse milne aayi hu, but at the same time bahut hi behtareen sham hai aaj ke din mein kyunki aapke health ke bare mein baat ho rahi hai. And I always feel ki hamare radio mein aapko bahut hi entertainment milti hai, bahut kuch milta hai, lekin saath hi saath mein milna chahiye aapko apna dhyan kaise rakhna chahiye. Of course music is fantastic for the ears and for the health, but at the same time, बहुत और चीजें होती हैं जो हम हमेशा रोजमर्रा की जिंदगी में सोचते रहते हैं मगर बात नहीं कर पाते हैं. So we have from Om Vedic Heritage Center two special guests this evening, and one of them is Shailu Suresh and the other one is Dr. Dharna. So Shailu, there is one question. Shiraz ji का भी फोन आया था हमें and he was asking कि और बाकी centers आप कहाँ कहाँ खोल रहे हैं. That's one important thing. And what is your plan? And at the same time, दूसरे देशों में, for example, Bangladesh में कोई आयुर्वेदा center आपका खोलने का plan है कि नहीं?
Okay. In Singapore, this is our first center.
Right.
And in India, we do have many hospitals, many branches, many centers. And we just started a year and a half ago in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
But since we do see there's a demand, we do plan to start more centers here.
Okay.
Probably in the next year. And in the region, we plan to go to Vietnam and Bali as well.
Okay.
When you ask me about Bangladesh, at this moment, I know we don't have a center there. That is, Ayurveda Pharmacy or Om Vedic Heritage Center doesn't have a branch over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can always check for you. You know, I can get back to you. If I get the details, I'll get it from Renuka and then I'll get back to you with the most authentic center and where you could get help in Bangladesh.
Ji, bilkul. Thank you very much. And the other question that Dr. Dharna, I would like to ask you now, is from one of our listeners. That's Sheila. Sheila ka ek chota sa problem hai and I want to share that with you. She says she's 49 and she's not sure whether she is pre-menopausing, but her face, her neck, front part of the chest, they have dark patches. So what should she do? Do you have any suggestions?
Okay, Sheila, what I would suggest first, I don't know how long it has been the discoloration in the neck and the chest. It depends on how, what is the time period on of that. So definitely if you feel that there's hot flushes and mood swings as well, then that might be related to the premenopausal syndrome also. If it is premenopausal, definitely internal medications are best recommended, and definitely certain diet plans for the premenopausal ladies also we do recommend.
Okay.
But if it is not, such symptoms are not occurring there, then definitely you can apply Kumkumadi Tailam, which is saffron oil, which helps in the pigmented skin. And it has a really wonderful and very good results.
So Dr. Dharna ka kehna hai ki agar sirf external problem hai, then this oil, which is the saffron oil, what is it called?
Kumkuma
tail.
Kesar.
Kesar.
Kesar kehte hai isko Hindi mein.
Ji.
Uska jo tail hota hai, it's very precious oil. Wo aap agar apne localized area, jahan pe aapko pigmentation hai, wahan pe apply kare, to it will help. If it is not hormonal condition.
Okay, but if it is internal?
It's internal, definitely it needs internal cleansing as well.
Right. So, Sheila, I would suggest ki yahan par jaise ki samajh mein aa raha hai, it is good for you to visit the center, visit Dr. Dharna once. And as she said a while ago, ki har body ka alag hi कुछ तरीका होता है समझने का कि क्या प्रॉब्लम है क्या नहीं है, तो वो तो उनको शायद जांच पड़ताल के बाद ही पता चल सकता
है. शीला जी कॉल कर सकते हैं हमारे नंबर पे एंड शी कैन मेक एन अपॉइंटमेंट, बट नॉट टुडे, टुमारो.
ओके, आज तो मेरा अपॉइंटमेंट है.
राइट. So our number is 629-72670.
Right.
629-72-72670.
Okay.
You can call at this number and make an appointment anytime.
All right. ठीक है शीला जी, आई होप यू हर्ड दैट. सो नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन डॉक्टर धारणा, मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि बहुत से अब जब बात हो रही है पिगमेंटेशन की और स्किन की, तो ये बताएं जो फेस पर स्कार्स होते हैं या यू नो विच कुड बी एक्ने रिलेटेड और नॉन एक्ने रिलेटेड एज वेल, उसके लिए भी आयुर्वेदा में कोई ऐसी मेडिसिन हैं?
Definitely we have medicines, उसके लिए भी medicines है, but जी. It definitely takes long time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
और depend करता है कि scar कितना deep रह चुका है. Mm-hmm. If it is more deep, it has gone below the 3-4 layers of the skin, it is difficult to get back.
Okay.
अगर ये सिर्फ upper layer या external skin marks है, then that can be healed.
Okay, great. 6:03 यहाँ पर रेडियो मस्ती 96.3 FM के स्टूडियोज में मैं हूँ आपके साथ रेणुका, और मेरे साथ हैं डॉक्टर धारणा एंड शैलू सुरेश फ्रॉम ओम वैदिक हेरिटेज सेंटर. जी हाँ, बात चल रही है आयुर्वेदा की, एंड अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स अंडर आयुर्वेदा जो कि हमारे रोजमर्रा की जिंदगी में हमारी बहुत ही खास जानकारी आज बन सकती है रेडियो मस्ती हफ्ता वसूल पर. और आज तो मैं एक बात बताती हूँ कि यहाँ पर बहुत से प्रश्न आ रहे हैं, जिनमें से एक है खशी विनी का, जिन्होंने यहाँ पर मुझे मैसेज लिखा है और बोला है एज अ टीनेजर आई फेस अ लॉट ऑफ पिम्पल प्रॉब्लम्स, व्हाट डू यू सजेस्ट. जी हाँ, पिंपल्स की बात करेंगे, दैट इज एक्ने की बातें करेंगे, साथ ही साथ में बात करेंगे अबाउट ज्वाइंट पेन्स एंड एट द सेम टाइम अबाउट माइग्रेन. इन अ शॉर्ट वाइल फ्रॉम नाउ यहाँ पर लेते हैं छोटा सा ब्रेक, बिकॉज ये गाना जो कि डॉक्टर धारणा को बहुत पसंद है वो इंतजार नहीं कर पा रही है. आई मस्ट प्ले इट फॉर हर नाउ बिफोर वी मूव ऑन टू द सेकंड आवर ऑफ द शो. मैं हूँ आपके साथ रेणुका, स्टे विद मी. एंड मीनवाइल खाशी विनी, मुझे लगता है कि आप बहुत सारा स्वीट्स खाती हैं और आप बहुत बिल्कुल पानी नहीं पीती है, एंड एट द सेम टाइम बहुत सारी फ्राइड चीजें खाती है. दिस इज माई एक्सपीरियंस डॉक्टर, यू नो वेल फ्रॉम नाउ बाय. हाँ, आपको बातें करनी है मुझसे अबाउट the various things and the various problems that Ayurveda can resolve for you. Ayurveda आपके दिनचर्या में और आपके डे टू डे में कितना काम आ सकता है और कितनी आसानी से आप उसको अपनी जिंदगी में डाल सकते हैं, नॉट ओनली थ्रू मेडिसिन इंटरनली बट ऑल्सो बहुत बहुत अलग तरीके से थेरेपी की तरफ से, एंड योगा ऑफकोर्स इज एन इंटरन पार्ट ऑफ इट एज वेल. जैसे कि कुछ देर पहले हमारे यहां पर दो गेस्ट, दैट इज शैलू सुरेश फ्रॉम ओम वैदिक आयुर्वेदा सेंटर एंड एट द सेम टाइम डॉक्टर धारणा, दोनों ने हमारे साथ बात करी, चर्चा करी, और इस समय हम खाशी विनी की इस रिक्वेस्ट के बारे में बात करने वाले हैं, विच इज अ प्रॉब्लम एज अ टीनेजर जो सिर्फ आप और हम ही नहीं, मैं तो अब टीनेजर नहीं हूं खैर, लेकिन हाँ जब मैं थी तो आई कैन टोटली रिलेट टू इट, इज अ लॉट ऑफ पिम्पल्स. इसके बारे में हम क्या कर सकते हैं? सो वेल डॉक्टर धारणा बताएं, आपको पिम्पल्स हुए थे जब आप छोटी थी?
डेफिनेटली हुए थे पिम्पल्स.
क्या क्या आपने? अभी तो नहीं है.
नहीं अभी नहीं है.
कहाँ गए?
Usually what happens, teen age में there are little bit of body changes with the time body changes. और वहाँ पे थोड़े से hormonal changes होने लगते हैं body में, and you get the pimples, such kind of conditions are very common.
Yes.
I would first thing I would suggest, don't play with these things.
Okay.
Otherwise it will lead to more complications.
मतलब वो तोड़ो नहीं.
तोड़ो नहीं. Don't rub your face now and then. मुंह को ज्यादा हाथ मत लगाइए. And wash your face now and then. Now and then doesn't mean every hour or so, but at least thrice a day you must wash.
Many times what children do is they come back from the playground or something, they don't quite wash their faces, sweaty.
Yes.
Sweaty faces go
as it blocks up the oil glands completely. Aur usse jo hai pimples they aggravate aur zyada badh jaate.
So koi khas tarah ke plain pani se wash kare ya kuch khas tarah se?
You can wash with plain water itself.
Okay.
That is more than sufficient, but lekin main ek aur remedy suggest karungi, because there's lot of changes happening, to blood mein thodi impurities ban jati hai, to uske liye aap kya kar sakte hain? Tender neem leaves. Neem बहुत ही famous herb है and widely available. In Singapore also you can get it.
नीम के पत्ते जी.
वो आप सुबह early morning you do it, एक दो से तीन पत्ते you just chew it.
Oh my God, and they are so bad.
Correct.
ये तो बहुत मुश्किल है भाई. आयुर्वेदा के बारे में हमेशा सब बोलते हैं बहुत कड़वी दवाइयाँ पिलाते हैं. This is not done.
Right. All जितनी दवाइयाँ हैं कड़वी ही है.
जी.
If you have to get,
जैसे मैं बहुत से लोगों को कहती हूँ दवाई है मिठाई नहीं है.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. अगर मिठाई बना दिया तो purpose of दवाई is all gone.
So then, okay. So morning में नीम के leaves को चबाओ.
Tender leaves.
Okay.
2 to 3 leaves in the morning.
Okay.
If that is not possible, at least add bitter gourd in your vegetables.
Okay.
Cooking also.
जी करेला.
हाँ जी करेला. But उसका जो है नमक के पानी में सो के, all that procedures don't do.
जी.
Cook it directly.
Okay.
Directly cook it. The other thing you can do is, जो करेला है उसको काट के just roast it.
Okay. Don't definitely after washing it, not peeling at all.
Oh,
roast
okay.
it on a dry flame.
Uh-huh.
Okay, or you can also grill it in the oven.
Okay, the but tell me something, Dr. Dhana, kaun se teenagers karele khayenge?
No, after you roast it, you can make a tea of it.
Oh, okay, okay.
You can just boil it in
boil
water
kare.
And drink it.
Drink
definitely,
that water.
Wo bhi kadwa hi hoga.
But you can add some sugar to it?
No.
Sorry.
It's for the medicinal okay. purpose. The other thing you can do is you can make the paste of neem leaves.
Okay.
Neem ke jo patte hain, uska paste banake you can apply on the localized area.
But obviously the impact of external application is not as good as the...
Yeah, it has to go hand in hand.
Ji, okay.
Internal as well as external. Hume, aapko dawai leni bhi padegi aur external application bhi karna padega.
Okay.
Dono will help in a wonderful way if you are doing together.
Okay.
Only one thing will not work. Internal is much more beneficial than external.
Achha, lekin kai baar bolte hain ki agar neem ke patte aap khayenge, aapka blood purify hoga, to bahut sare pimples nikal jayenge ek baar mein. Aisa bhi hota hai ya sirf...
It will take time. Definitely, ये बहुत अच्छा blood purifier है.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good.
But you get extra pimples while your blood is purifying. Have you ever heard of that?
No. It
yeah?
won't happen in that way. If you're okay. not giving any break, अगर आप regularly खा रहे हैं, it won't aggravate the condition. But
mm-hmm.
if you're regularly having it in between, you're suddenly mm-hmm. stopping it for a long time, then the condition might aggravate.
Okay, all right. So, Kashivini, आपके लिए तो you have a platter of fantastic dishes just mentioned by Dr. Dhana. I'm not too sure कि आप कैसे कर पाएंगे जी डॉक्टर धारणा आप कुछ कह रहे हैं
हाँ और एक चीज है बिकॉज देर इज लॉट इस टीन एज में हीट इंक्रीज इज अ लॉट इन बॉडी द हीट इंक्रीज इज अ लॉट नॉट ओनली इन द टीन एज बट यूजुअली द पिंपल्स हु हैव द हीट इज मोर इन द बॉडी और उसको पैसिफाई करने के लिए देर इज अ वेरी गुड कॉम्बिनेशन इट्स अ वर्ल्ड वाइड रिनाउंड नाउ दैट इज त्रिफला
Okay, okay.
Trifala is a very good blood cleanser and pacifies the heat in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for, now teenagers, they also use deodorants and all because
right.
they usually have foul smell. It also helps to remove that.
Okay.
So it's a blood cleanser and heat pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can take 1 teaspoon up, 2 chamach, chote mm-hmm. chamach, garam mm-hmm. pani mein mila ke, raat ko sone se pehle aap lijiye usko.
Take it. That's
that is also
Trifala. And do you get it normally?
Yeah, in Singapore also, we also have it at our center and it's very widely available in all Ayurvedic centers.
Okay, thank you. So let's move on to the next point here. और यहाँ जो हमारे पास अगला एरिया ऑफ कंसर्न है दैट इज माइग्रेन जो कि बहुत ही पॉपुलर है यहाँ पर सिंगापुर में और उसके बारे में डॉक्टर धाना आपका क्या कहना है कि आयुर्वेदा में क्या क्या इलाज है अवेलेबल
आयुर्वेदा में फॉर माइग्रेन दे आर टू टाइप्स वन कैन बी क्रॉनिक जो बहुत पुराने बहुत देर से किसी कोई बंदा सफर कर रहा है उसे
जी
और दूसरा है एक्यूट जो अभी रिसेंट ऑनसेट ही हुआ है अभी कुछ ही देर पहले द पर्सन इज फीलिंग दैट kind mm-hmm. of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Uske liye, I won't suggest any home remedies will work.
Okay.
And that has to be the treatment itself. And it's a full-fledged treatment. The diet restrictions are very, very severe in that.
Okay.
You have to follow it very strictly.
Okay.
And people only with the diet restrictions without any medications, bahut amazing results aaye hain.
Oh, all right.
In migraine conditions, chronic.
Mm-hmm.
I had a patient who used to, she was 40 to 50s, the mm-hmm. age of the patient, female, and she could not sit in the office for long. She used to take a lot of leave from the office.
Okay.
And she could not concentrate on her work regularly. Bilkul kaam mein unka dhyan nahi tha because as in when the headache will shoot up.
Mm-hmm.
And she only followed the diet strictly for 3-4 months. And now the headaches have drastically reduced.
Oh, okay. That
drastically
is, that
means
is great.
It's almost gone.
Okay, fantastic.
So only diet will help. And mm-hmm. the jo sabse important, I would say, one diet that triggers a condition is spicy food.
Oh, okay. So spicy food na khaye bilkul bhi migraine ki condition mein agar
exactly.
aapko problem hai to.
Right.
All right. So we'll talk. We'll take a short break here kyunki main ek gana chalana chahti hu bahut hi khas Zulekha ke liye, Taha ke liye and Fariha ke liye right here on Radio Basti 96.3 FM aur uske baad aane ke baad mein hum baat karne wale hain about some very specific areas of concern in Singapore and that is joint pains and saath hi mein sports injuries especially knee injuries because of running. So we'll take a short break here. रेडियो मस्ती 96.3 FM ऑब्वियसली मतलब मैं ही क्यों बताऊं हर बार आपको पता है ना कहाँ सुन रहे हैं और क्या सुन रहे हैं मैं हूं आपके साथ रेणुका और यहां पर बातें चल रही हैं एंजाइटी की जी हाँ तो मैं डॉक्टर धाना से ही पूछ रही थी कि एंजाइटी क्योंकि अभी अभी हमारी एक कॉलर वंदना जी ने फोन किया उन्हें लगा थोड़ी घबराहट सी हो रही है तो मुझे लगा कि क्यों नहीं ये बात पूछते हम डॉक्टर धाना से कि आयुर्वेदा में या आपके एक्सपीरियंस में क्या कर सकते हैं लोग, क्योंकि एंजाइटी एंड स्ट्रेस हैज रियली बिकम अ पार्ट ऑफ लाइफ. सो व्हाट इज योर सजेशन?
Yes, Renuka, what I would suggest for anxiety condition, lot of patients who come for one or the other disease, they come along with the anxiety itself.
Ji, ji.
So, I end up in treating more than one disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, jab aise conditions hote hai, usually there are a lot of yoga asanas,
right,
which I suggest them. Because uh-huh. our center provides, it's a holistic center. So, we have yoga also there. Yoga, pranayama, and definitely our Ayurvedic treatments, that is Shirodhara.
Mm-hmm.
Shirodhara, it's the pouring of the oil on the forehead. Usually you would have seen a lot of posters on Ayurveda,
oh, yes.
So they will be pouring of the oil. But this is not the simple oil. It's all customized for the patient. Every individual will have a different oil for that.
Oh, okay.
And this is a stretch of treatment. It's not a one or two treatments you will go off with that. No. It's a stretch of treatment, like 4 or 5 sessions of first massage and then followed by Shirodhara. Then again ending the treatment with the massage itself.
Okay.
And definitely internal medications, definitely medicines don't work on anxiety, but it's just to calm down the nervous system of
okay.
the person
okay.
at that moment.
Okay, got that. So now anxiety, yes, I'm sure people are getting anxious out there to know ki hum jo itni der se bola hai uske bare mein hum kab baat karenge. So let's talk a little bit about joint pains and about sports injuries, especially related to the knees.
Yes. So, usually joint pains, if it is arthritic joint pain,
Ji.
Definitely we have a lot of internal medications, because internal medication is wonderful for any kind of joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
External treatment is also there with which you can get the symptomatic relief. The pain and all will reduce. Pain kam ho jayega aapka within 7 days or ek hafte ke treatment mein. Pain will reduce nicely, very nicely it will reduce. But for long-term conditions, so that the pain doesn't come again, internal medications have to be followed.
Okay. Yeah. So, joint pains, जैसे कि शुरू में समझ में नहीं आता है किसी को कि ये joint pain है या ये general ऐसे ही कोई injury हो गई है. So, किस तरीके से अपने आप पता लगाया जा सकता है whether it's a joint pain or it's just a normal pain?
If it is an injury, usually the pain will start abruptly.
Okay.
Correct? और अगर ये joint pain है, it's an arthritic pain, it will be a prolonged pain.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, धीरे धीरे pain increase होगा. But in injury, suddenly pain will increase. And externally, you can see swelling or bluish discoloration.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
There will be sudden swelling and bluish discoloration over the area you have the injury.
Okay.
And for knee injury, we have another treatment, that is lepam.
Mm-hmm.
Lepam क्या होता है? ये कुछ herbs का mixture है. It's a paste. Or it's applied around the knee.
Okay.
And the tight bandage is... it's closed with a tight bandage. And... it is left almost 6 to 7 hours and then it is removed.
Okay.
Or the treatment, like you say, alternatively, the patient has to follow.
Okay. But aapko lagta hai ki knee injury jab hoti hai, jaise ki sports injury hoti hai, bhagne ki wajah se ya anything, to wo theek ho jati hai Ayurveda se ya does it come back? Because normally we say that sports injuries remain for life.
Definitely. It depends what kind of sports injury it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a deep tissue injury, definitely it will come back.
Okay.
And depends what age you have got the injury. If it's old age, it's very difficult to get back to the normal state. If it's a young age, you can say ki ha, you can cure it, or you can 90% you can get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
Old age mein degeneration has already started, so it's very difficult to heal up the condition.
Okay, understand. Thank you, Dr. Dharna. So aaj humne bahut sari baatein kari hain. We've talked about acne, we've talked about pre-menopausal issues, we've talked about sports injuries, about joint pains, about migraine, about, oh my god, about sinusitis, and also about acne, right? About, so many things, really, that's wonderful. So, is there anything else that you want to bring out before I ask a very important question to Shailu here?
I would just say to all peoples, all of our audiences there,
yes.
Just be natural. That's it.
Okay.
That's the key ingredient to good health.
Okay, that says a lot. Ayurveda is the way to go.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And ek baat mujhe aapse puchni hai, Shailu ji.
Yes,
I want to ask you, I believe you have talks.
Yes.
At a regular basis at your center.
Yes,
so is there anything coming up? Would you like to tell anything to our listeners?
Yeah, I would like to let all the, the listeners of Radio Masti know that on a regular basis at Om Vedic Heritage Center, we do conduct workshops, educational talks. It's mainly to bring about the awareness of Ayurveda as well as yoga.
Okay.
So in fact, at the moment, we are having a workshop on Ayurveda. It's the introduction. It gives us... It lets you know the principles, how you can practice it in your day-to-day life. And tomorrow we're going to teach people how to do head and shoulder massage, how to prepare herbal oils.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, like what Dharna was talking about, how to prepare your own neem oil.
Right.
So we'll be teaching people how to do it. So if people are interested, they could always call us tomorrow and then sign up for this.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, we're going to teach people how to take care of their joints.
Mm-hmm.
So since we spoke about joint care, sports injuries, and it's a very common problem these days, so we actually tell people the preventive measures they could take.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come for this workshop on Tuesday, we actually show them simple remedies plus herbal preparations which they could practice at home.
So kitna lamba hai ye workshop? Kitne
it's only 2.5 hours.
Okay.
So it's in the evening because we know people are coming from work. So it's from 7:30 to 9 in the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's only at $60, $70 per class.
And how can people reach you? So Om Vedic Heritage Center ke bare mein hum log kafi baar baat karte hain.
Yes.
But aap ise sunna chahenge, what is the best way to reach?
Sure.
The phone number and everything.
So Om Vedic Heritage Center is actually located on 43 Tessenson Road. And this is the closest MRT would be Farrer Park MRT.
Mm-hmm.
So people do take exit B because, you know, there are so many exits in Farrer Park MRT. So exit B is the closest.
Okay.
And the landmark is Civil Service Club or Khalsa. A lot of Indians know Khalsa Association. They're diagonally opposite Khalsa. And it's a shop house. It's a beautiful heritage building. So it suits our ambience. The whole heritage is brought about. And the address, like I said, is 43 Tessenson Road. The contact number is 6297-2670. So that's 6297-2670. The best way to get all details about us is to log into our website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's www.omvedicheritage.com.sg. Right? So that's www.omvedicheritage.com.sg. And we're also pretty much active on our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on our website, you'll get into our link. And Dr. Dharna keeps posting regular updates. And a lot of health tips are also posted on our Facebook. So you can get a lot of information from there as well. And just a few more things that are coming up if people are interested. Because we have regular yoga classes. The next workshop is on a very special yoga, which is eye yoga. We call it Trataka.
Okay.
And that's starting on 1st of March. So we have special masters from India who come and teach this. It'll run over 12 sessions. It's very good for children, especially because of the, you know, exposure to TV, a lot of studies. It improves concentration, focusing, attention, things like that. So that's starting on 1st of March. And the last thing I would also like to inform everybody is our astrologer from Kerala is coming in March.
Mm-hmm.
And we're open for consultations from 5th of March. And he'll be giving a talk on astrology on the 10th of March.
Okay.
So do get into my website and you'll get all these details.
Absolutely.
From there.
All right. So for everybody out there, agar aapko, of course, yoga mein interest hai, ya upcoming workshops mein interest hai, ya definitely Ayurveda ke health tips and baki details mein interest hai, then the answer for you is to log on to www.omvedicheritage.com.sg. And of course, aap unka Facebook join kar sakte, jaise ki abhi abhi Shailu was saying. And that Facebook is Om Vedic Heritage. And wahan par Dr. Dharna apne tips and bahut si baatein aapke दिनचर्या में जो आपके काम की हो सकती हैं वो वहां पर पोस्ट करते हैं सो दैट विल बी फैंटास्टिक एंड ऑफ कोर्स इफ यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन यू कैन आल्सो आस्क डॉक्टर धारणा ऑन द सेम फेसबुक ऑलराइट विद दैट आई लाइक टू से अ बिग थैंक यू टू माय गेस्ट दिस इवनिंग एट द